Hey, what's up, everyone? You're now listening to episode 47 of True to Size.
What's going on, everyone? And welcome to True to Size. We are a weekly podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers. I will be your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins, and I am joined by the rest of the team at Canada Got Soul, Mr. Alvin Martinez.
Hi there.
And Joel the Coughing Hernandez.
Hello.
And of course, that lovely voice you heard at the top of the episode came from our very Instagram famous guest of the week.
Come on.
Mr. Adam Taylor, a.k.a. at Sneaker Closet on Instagram.
Hey, everyone.
What's going on, man? Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Of course. It took too long, to be honest.
Too long.
Let's be real.
Way too long.
So this week is actually a very busy episode. There's lots of news floating around the sneaker universe. We got... Wait, hold on. What am I going to say? We also got to introduce another new segment on the show and recap also another busy week in sneaker pickups. Mm-hmm. And of course, we're going to get down and dirty with our esteemed guest, Mr. Sneaker Closet.
Super dirty.
And down. Super down and super dirty. But first, Joel.
Fire.
It's okay, it's not as demonic.
You guys
as
need week. A lot. Yeah. He had an exorcism since last week. He's good now. The demon is gone.
Demons are gone.
So we like to start every show with a quick hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's question comes from at Sneaker Life Husband, very good friend of the show. What's going on?
Hey, bro.
And he asks, since it's Snowmageddon in Toronto and we're about to go into another deep freeze, minus 35 tomorrow, guys, can you guys give us listeners books or documentaries to watch to educate ourselves about the sneaker game?
Yes.
What you got?
My personal favorite is Just for Kicks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's also a new segment. I don't know how new it is. It's on Complex.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Soul something.
Mm.
Damn it.
So just search Soul and Complex.
It's Complex. Yeah, yeah. It's like a series. I'll find it. Hold on. You guys can answer.
What about you, Adam? You got any? You're old. You like to read, right?
There's going to be a lot of age jokes today. I just watched the Sneakerheads documentary on Netflix last week.
That was good.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
That was really good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How about you, Joel?
I was gonna say Just for Kicks as well.
Yep.
Mm.
Just because I watched it like a couple days ago.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, yeah. I pulled it up on YouTube and whatnot. But yeah, I don't know. I guess.
Yeah, I was gonna say Sneakerheads on Netflix, which is good because it's on Netflix, so it's easy to watch. Kaya says whatever she just said.
Yeah. I think she said
Soul Origins.
Yeah. That's the one.
Okay. So Kaya said watch Soul Origins.
Yeah.
Shoe Dog, I mean I own the book, the Nike good. Book. Oh, I haven't read it, but I heard it's good. So
yeah.
Read that. Yeah. Thanks for that question. It's going to be cold. Everybody stay warm out there. If you would like to submit a question for the fire round and have us answer it on the pod, please shoot us a message on Instagram or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Next up is the CGS picks. Each week, we all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, give our thoughts about, and update you on. Then we decide if it's poop, scoop, whoop-de-whoop, or Alvin.
Cute.
First up, we have Joel's pick. What you got for us, bro?
I picked the upcoming Air Max 270s. It's coming in Sneaker Closet colorway. It's the South Beach colorway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very cool.
It just screams Sneaker Closet. If you guys don't know, just
bright and tacky.
Check out his
bright and tacky. Yeah,
yeah, it's like that. That Miami, you know, that
South Beach.
Yeah,
South
exactly.
Beach. Miami Vice.
It drops sometime in February. It's going to cost about $150 US.
I think it's
about like 200.
200 yeah, Canadian, 200 I think, Canadian. Is retail. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, man. That's it. That's my pick.
How doth y'all rate them?
Hella cute.
Hella cute?
Hella cute.
Just hella cute?
Just hella cute for me.
What about you, Alvin? What you got?
I have the Converse X Clot collection that's dropping.
Yes.
So they're dropping two pairs. It's the Chuck 70. So for those of you who don't know, it's literally the regular Chuck, but it's like high cut and it's just got a little bit of a different lining or like a stitching to it.
Yep.
So this Chuck 70 is essentially that sweater that everyone wears now, that fluffy
Sherpa.
One, like the Sherpa. Sherpa. Is that what it's called? Sherpa?
Sherpa.
Yeah, very cool Sherpa. And then the Jack Purcell pair, which is a low cut pair, is much cleaner. I like this one better just because the inner lining is Sherpa. And essentially, it'll just keep your foot hella warm. And I'm a fan of like just the off-white goodness to it.
Oh, you're a hype beast now.
Oh, no, like the color, the color. Like, forget about the off-white brand. I'm not about
that. Off-white,
like,
no Virgil?
No Virgil. Off-white, no just Virgil. Color. So the Chuck 70 is going to be $120 US, and the Jack Purcell is going to be $110.
I like that paw print on the bottom.
It's cute, it's cool. Right?
It's pretty dope. Cool.
So these released February 1st. So if you're listening to this, it was yesterday.
Damn, you missed it.
Don't sleep. and I would say that the Chuck 70 is a cute.
Mm-hmm.
And the Jack Purcell is a possible scoop.
Potential scoop?
Potential scoop.
Potential scoop.
It's a good summer shoe, even though there's like Sherpa in it and my foot's going to sweat.
No socks, bro.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. No socks.
Oh, God.
Like hella powder.
Oh, no.
Is that like a gum?
Sole?
It's really light.
Outsole, yeah.
Yeah.
Translucent.
It's. I feel like it's kind of like the off-white.
Yeah.
Midsole, outsole. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's cool.
Yeah, it's like translucent with gum underneath it or something.
And the zipper on the back is kind of cool, too.
Yeah, I like that because I'm lazy. Yep. My pick this week is the Air Jordan 1 Sale, but with some red. I think they're calling it Phantom. It's basically the Sale Jordan 1s with a lot of red accents and a little bit of black. I don't know how I feel about them. It's, like I said, it's basically a Sale Air Jordan 1. It's off-white, no Virgil. With red stitching, a little bit on the red on the collar, some black accents, some black stitching. Yeah, I don't know how I feel. It definitely looks like those, you know, those Air Forces of the guy. What's that guy's name who does the little
like Jew on them?
Makes it look like it's a drawing.
Yeah.
It looks like that's what they're going for. And it's not sure how I feel. I feel like I'd have to see them in person.
I got to see the leather quality.
Is it leather? It is leather. Yeah. Because I love the Sale Air Jordan 1 so much, I kind of have a resentment for this shoe because it's not a Sale Jordan 1.
Yeah.
So for me, they're not poop. They're somewhere in between poop and scoop, poop and cute.
True.
Poop de cute.
Poop de cute.
Poop de cute.
Yeah, they're cute.
Yeah, we'll see. I've seen it in person.
Yeah.
Next up, this week in Kicks. Now is the time where we discuss the current headlines and happenings in the world of sneakers. This week, we have four pretty big topics on the agenda. First up, we'll just get this out of the way because it's Adidas news. Bape and Adidas Super Bowl collection. Did you guys see this collection?
What? Yeah.
Dope.
You didn't see it?
Maybe.
You might have seen it. So what I've seen so far, I think it's just Livestock who I've seen post it. Mm. And basically in honor of America's biggest sporting event of the year, renowned streetwear label Bape, which is kind of weird because they're not American, is teaming up with the Three Stripes once again to release a camouflage ridden collection centered around the Super Bowl.
That's cool.
So it's basically a football collection. There's two pairs of Ultra Boosts. There's a jersey. There's compression tights. There's gloves. Mm. There's a football. There's a helmet. And they all are covered in the Bape like green camo.
Oh,
yeah.
Camo.
But yeah, I actually like this collection a lot. And then I saw the price. The helmet is $720 Canadian. Oh,
soft. Adam's buying that tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'll stick with the football. What was that?
The football is 120.
120 Canadian?
120 Canadian.
Okay. 60
yeah.
US.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Import. Yeah, they got charged with duties, too.
It's coming from Japan
today.
Damn.
But yeah, I think it's just kind of cool that other brands are doing that kind of stuff, like huge capsule collections. I really like that.
Mm-hmm.
Something that Alvin pointed out early in the week, Nike finalizes a deal to become the official MLB uniform sponsor.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. So this is a quote from Soul Collector. Nike has become the official uniform and footwear supplier of the MLB. Forbes confirms that a 10-year deal will begin in 2020, and we will see the swoosh provide on-field uniforms, base layer, and training apparel and outerwear in the league's 30 teams. Financial details were not disclosed.
So wait, has it been Under Armour for 10 years or was that just...
So like, what it was Majestic.
Majestic, yeah. For a while.
And yeah. Under Armour signed a deal and then backed out of it.
Oh, damn.
Because they were like, I think they just, it was too lucrative and it was too much money. And they were like, it's not worth it for us. Mm-hmm. And then Nike was like, I mean, we have the other two.
Yeah.
So Nike also has NBA and NFL.
Crazy.
Unfortunately, so they can't get the quadfecta. The NHL is on Adidas contract until 2022.
That's cool. Another 3 years. Mm.
I like how Nike does their uniforms. So I'm pretty excited for this.
Yeah, I'm really amped for the baseball jerseys. Because I can wear baseball jerseys. Actually, you always could.
Yeah, Majestic was an exception. Yeah. Do you guys, that's a good question. Do you guys make the exception for jerseys? Like when when Adidas had the NBA jerseys, did you guys wear Adidas shoes only with the jersey?
No. If the jersey was like the hardwood classic one that did not show the Adidas.
Didn't have the logo.
Logo.
Yeah.
On the jersey at all,
mm-hmm.
then yes.
Okay.
But if it had like a three stripes on it.
If it was a swing man. You couldn't even make the exception?
I would have to wear Adidas. I can't.
Damn.
It's dedication.
I'm just weird, man. Weird. I need to like, I can't.
What about you, Joel? You're a pretty big jersey guy.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I just didn't really care.
You feel like, that was always my thing because you didn't have a choice.
Yeah, I couldn't.
It's like you had the option to buy a Nike edition of it. Like.
Yeah. Like the Nike Swingmans dropped a while ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're really hard to come by.
Mm-hmm. And, like you know, the just first take, at Nike Swingman. Yeah.
Take whatever you can get, right?
Yeah.
So.
Do you wear basketball jerseys, Adam?
I don't own a single jersey of any sport.
Do you watch sports?
Oh, yeah. But okay. I just don't. Yeah.
You just don't support them?
No, not that one. I really don't.
He has running jerseys.
Yeah, running jerseys. Yeah. He has his own
running bibs.
His own bibs.
Running bibs.
He only reps himself.
Yeah. That's the only way to do it.
This next one was actually really cool. So first, the Kuyas, Mike and Keith actually sent this to me and Alvin. And then I knew it was a big deal because my dad today actually came running into my room and showed me a picture. He's like, look at this. And I was like, whoa, this is actually probably a big thing. So a fashion site is looking to enlist a quote unquote sneaker intelligence unit. Did you guys hear about this?
No.
Okay. Yeah. So the website in question is list.com. I'd never heard of it, but apparently it's a pretty big website.
List with a Y, no?
List.com.
Yeah.
It's essentially, this is my synopsis. I played with the website for like 22 seconds.
Do you think?
It's a fashion database where users can search for brands, styles, tips, products, and the site will link you to the stores that sell those individual pieces.
Oh, yeah. That's dope.
So you'll search up like Off-White, and then it'll show you a bunch of different Off-White shirts. It'll have like a little button that says it's hot, so you know it's cool. And if you click on it, it'll take you to a website that sells that product.
Oh, that's cool.
So I think it's just meant to be a trend website, like it follows trends, predicts trends, all that kind of thing. So the role of sneaker intelligence unit member, they're looking to hire sneaker experts to help them identify emerging sneaker trends, lead on special investigations, going deep into the stories behind the shoes, and be our eyes and feet on the ground at key sneaker events that matter.
Canada Got Soul is ready to.
I mean, it sounds a lot like Canada Got Soul. Here are the qualifications. In case you were wondering.
Here we go.
You need a deep understanding of the community.
Not us.
No.
Never heard of it. The culture and the complexities of the sneaker world.
What is this culture you speak of?
No idea.
Complexity.
You have well-informed opinions and a critical eye, paying attention to the details others might overlook.
We're not allowed to have opinions?
No, we're not.
And we don't have a detailed eye.
You must be able to see past the hype.
We're all about
never heard of it. Yeah, only hype. And understand critical new launches and collaboration drops in their wider context.
We only buy old stuff.
What's a collab?
You have an encyclopedic knowledge of sneaker history and design. And finally, passion and knowledge count for more than social followers, academic qualifications, or industry experience.
We don't have any of those, for sure.
So, if you think you meet those qualifications and that role sounds right for you, here's what you need to do. List has devised this sneaker test in their hunt to assemble a team of ultimate sneaker geeks who will need to utilize their knowledge from all corners of sneaker culture to make it through with a top score. Participants who ace the test will have the chance to submit their application to become a paid member of List Sneaker Intelligence Unit, who will advise the company on future sneaker content and reports. This is where it gets interesting. Members of the Sneaker Intelligence Unit, we'll call it SIU, which sounds SIU. Sounds even cooler,
cool.
Will receive a bottomless sneaker allowance.
What?
A salary.
Bottomless?
An entry into exclusive global industry meetups and launches.
Hold on.
Whoa.
Bottomless sneaker allowance.
Oh, do we get to keep
this? The only thing bottomless in my life is my stomach. Participants who perform best in the test and join the team will also receive an expert profile on the List Network. Ooh. I mean, that's probably the best thing out of all of that.
I would say
and
so.
And will receive recognition as some of the most in-the-know sneaker experts in the industry.
Done.
Wow.
I feel like this article itself could be a main topic, but please give me your thoughts, everybody. Somebody.
I just wanted to know if your dad thought you were the candidate. Is that why he came running?
I think that's why he came in. He's like, look, look. So I'm thinking, like... Yeah. I don't know.
You already do this, son.
You know,
all it's
that
funny
wasted
because
time is now going to pay off.
Look at all this money you wasted. Now you can make some money. I don't know how I feel about this. Like, they're making it seem like there's an elite form of sneakerhead in the world that I don't know about or something.
Yeah.
Like, there's this guy in his basement who just sits there researching or talking on podcasts about sneakers. Like, who does that? Nobody.
That's true.
That's
true.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel. I hope this isn't a trend. It's cool. For sure it's cool. Bottomless sneaker allowance? Like, come on.
Yeah.
And being named to the Sneaker Intelligent Unit
we
just
all,
sounds
all four
cool.
of us need to do this test.
I'm scared to do the test, man.
I looked at it.
Seriously, as long as no one knows my answers, simple. We're good.
It's like six questions.
It's only six questions?
From what I saw. There might be another page, but they were like simple.
Yeah?
One of the questions was like an x-ray question, and then it was like an x-ray of a shoe, and you had to, and it's multiple choice. There's like two questions, I think it's three and four, that aren't multiple choice. You have to type in the answer.
Mm.
But
honestly, just the way they made it sound had me shook, and I didn't even want to open the test.
No, we're doing it. We're doing it. We're doing it.
I wonder if they show you your results, because this could be interesting just for us to take.
I would hope so.
Post them fun. Live?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Probably going to get everything wrong on my test.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about this. If you're interested on taking this List sneaker test, you can go on www.list.com/sneaker-intelligence-unit.
SIU.
SIU for short. What? Pay me for that. Next up and last up, and I'm not sure if this is real or not, but if it is, it sounds pretty cool. I just honestly was scrolling through Instagram and I got super deep into the, you know, the algorithm.
Yeah.
And I was just lost.
Just keep going.
Nike is introducing QR codes to help fight counterfeits. Has anyone else heard this?
I read that.
You heard it as well?
Last week sometime.
Yeah. So this came from somebody on Instagram called @SneakerJams. He posted like a picture of it, and it's basically the idea is that Nike will be adding chips, QR codes, labels, and secret codes to boxes and all shoes in an attempt to kill the counterfeit sneaker market. Unique QR codes that will be kept a secret until the release date will be printed alongside the current sizing information to help customers differentiate between legitimate and illegitimate products.
That's cool.
I think that's really cool. I don't know why it took so long. QR codes are from like BlackBerry days.
Does anyone use QR codes anymore?
Nike.
But you still see them, you still see them at some places.
Yeah,
yeah, I still see them all over the place.
On my phone, do you?
There's an app?
Yeah, that's how we read them back in the BlackBerry days.
Oh, I didn't know there was an app.
Oh, yeah. You had to download
a specific app to take a picture of it?
Yeah.
I think you can do it on Snapchat now. I think they can read Snapchat.
You can make your own.
QR code. Yeah, you can make your own.
You can make that too.
I think it's pretty cool. I think it's been a long time coming. I'm also surprised they actually did anything because I thought that Nike really didn't care about the fake sneaker market because
I don't know, man.
Their stuff is selling out anyways.
Yeah, but when you hear about other people making millions of dollars off of counterfeit stuff that's off of your brand.
Yeah.
It'll kind of bother. Like, if someone was making fake hats and the hat is whole leaf on it and making more money than we were.
Yeah.
Like, what?
We don't make any money. But yeah, it's interesting. We'll see if it actually gets, like, rolled out properly. Even on hype stuff, it would be cool. Like, if they decided to just do it on limited releases that they know people are going to fake. Would you guys actually check?
Yes.
If it was there?
Just for fun.
Yeah?
Yeah. It'd be pretty cool.
I think you'd check the first time, maybe the second time.
And then
time,
after that, you'd be like...
And then you're like, whatever.
Yeah. Because the thing is, once it'll definitely stop counterfeits at the get-go. Like, you won't be able to buy, quote-unquote, early pairs because the QR code wouldn't be right. But once the shoe's released...
Yeah, you can't stop anyone.
The second wave or whatever wave of counterfeits is going to have that QR code on it, and it's just going to be same process all over again. Unless they're actually putting chips in the shoes, which doesn't sound... like sounds expensive. But yeah, interesting. Good idea. We'll see if it actually happens. I don't know if at Sneaker Jams with a Z is the most credible source, but we'll see. But Adam also read it, and he is a very credible source.
I don't know about that, but I did read it.
Where did you read it? Do you remember?
It was also probably Sneaker linked Jam. On at Sneaker Jams. Yeah, it's probably the same. There's a Z in there somewhere.
We read the same article. Yeah,
Sneaker Jam with an S.
Yeah.
Sneaker, but Sneaker was spelled with a Z. Yeah. Sneaker Jams. Now we're going to rewind and go back in time 1 week for Previously in Kicks. This is the part of the show where we review our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives. We'll start with Joel, because you got a very dope package last week.
Yeah, man. Nike sent shout out to Nike Toronto. They sent me the... Where is
it? Hold on, he's looking for the box. So we can
Even the box is cool.
So they sent me the...
That box is nuts.
The Northern Lights 720s.
Jeez.
Crazy shoe. It's like the biggest air bubble
ever.
Probably ever used.
Again.
On a shoe. I can't lie. It made me like an inch taller.
Yeah, this thing is fat, bro.
Like it actually held my weight. Like, you know what I mean? I'm a pretty husky guy.
Yo, Husky's in, bro. I got you. Yeah, man.
But the color's sick. It's like that purplish it's like eggplant.
Kind iridescent.
Of. Yeah, it's like that iridescent color. But yeah, shout out to Nike. I think the upper's like, the whole shoe's like 70% like environmentally friendly.
Oh yeah, they said, yeah, it's really environmentally friendly product.
Recycled materials and whatnot. So yeah.
Yeah, super clean.
I'm wondering if... next year we're just gonna get a whole shoe that is only air, because like the 270
what's left. Yeah.
I know
the 270 last year was also the most air ever, the biggest bubble ever. Yeah. I think the VaporMax at the time was also the most air ever, and now for the third year in a row we have.
But where can they go?
The threequel looks
super cool, but where can they go?
Like I said, I guess we'll see next year. It's only air now.
We're gonna hover.
Yeah,
it's gonna hover
like literally.
Shout out to Under Armour. but yeah, these are really cool, man. Yeah, it's like it's comfy.
It's really comfy.
This part, really whatever comfy. This is really soft.
Yeah, like underneath.
Yeah. Cool shoe. When did they come out?
February 1st, I think they drop.
And we're gonna get an article up hopefully. Yeah hopefully. Next couple days. Yeah.
Yeah. ASAP.
Very cool shoe. Thank you, Nike Toronto. Speaking of Nike Toronto, boom, segue. Boom. Adam, our guest, you got something last week.
I did. There was a white box sitting on my desk when I got back from a week away
last week. Oh, man. Rough life, huh?
Yeah. So it was there yesterday. Yeah, it was there yesterday morning. So it was the new Air Max 270 ISPA pack.
Mm-hmm.
So it was the Terra Orange colorway.
Nice.
So very cool. I mean, the little details on it, I completely forgot to bring it.
That's
but the
fine.
Little details, waterproof 3M.
Lacing system. Waterproof.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then it's got the full cage, the full exo cage on top of it. Yeah. It was really cool. Really happy to get that.
It's a mid,
surprised,
right?
But I was happy to get it. Yeah. Yeah.
It's, mid. Mm-hmm. It's like they knew, because you told me that you were going to buy a pair of like ACGs.
Yeah.
Yeah,
before I went to Vegas, I was looking at the Dog Mountain pair, the Aqua Dog Mountain pair of the ACGs.
Yeah.
And we have a trip in a couple months. Somewhere warm and wet. So I was gonna get a pair of those for day hiking and stuff, and then these showed up on the desk right at the same time, and
perfect.
Now I have no excuse to buy the other ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, everyone was getting 720s. They were like, we need more obnoxiousness for
more
Adam.
Bright.
Yeah, we need a brighter we need something brighter for bright Adam enough, so. I got something last week. Mine I paid for. Must be nice, guys. I finally picked up the Black Pigeons from NetMag that I mentioned like a couple weeks back.
Sick.
He agreed to sell me. I just hadn't had a chance to meet up with him. So when I met up with him to size swap our prize, the off-white Air Forces for Drew Barry, who should definitely have them by the time this airs, he gave me my Black Pigeons, and I'm very excited. And I paid real money for them.
They're very nice, man.
I like them. Honestly, dope. When they first came out, like, it's an all-black shoe, essentially, all black. And I was like, nah, I can't do it. And then after seeing them time,
now they swap it.
A year and a half later now, yeah. The orange or infrared-y,
yeah.
I think I'm going to do it. So now I just need panda pigeons, and then I'm 3/4 of the way to that full pigeon pack.
Ooh.
True.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah, right.
What the dunk.
Yeah. Dope.
Yeah. So that's it. Did you get anything last week?
I got McDonald's. Chicken McNuggets.
Did you pay for it? Did you pay for it?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
Of course. McDonald's, hit me up if you want to
use me. At McDonald's Canada. Yeah. I got a lot of free fries last week. Shout out to the Raptors.
Raptors.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Shout out to the Raptors.
Cool. That's a lot of shoes that we all got and some of us paid for. I'm not mad. Adam, you mentioned you were surprised. Why were you surprised that they showed up? I just want to know.
Just, how do you say it politely? They've sent shoes in the past, but not in a while.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd been 6-8 months, I guess.
Oh.
Not complaining in the least.
I mean, no, of course.
I think we're
all
just happy when something like
that shows up. Absolutely, yeah.
We all see that white box when a courier walks through the door and go, I know what that is.
Yep.
You know, there's no labels on it or anything. You just know right away what it is. But, yeah, and you know what? Like I said, I was out of the country. I came back, and there's this large white box as you walk into the office. So it was more of a surprise about that. I didn't order. Wait a minute. That's a white box.
Yeah.
So you knew right away.
Speaking of, wow, we almost went completely through this. You bought something on your trip.
I did.
And we didn't even talk about it.
I did.
What did you buy?
Shockingly, I bought Jordans.
No.
That just doesn't happen very often.
That's right.
Yeah. Does it? I bought Chlorophyll 3s. Mm-hmm. But at $109, I couldn't pass. Wow. $109 US.
Dang.
But still, $109 US.
That's like $400 Canadian.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
$400 Canadian.
$400 Canadian.
It's about that. Yeah. That's the conversion rate. Yeah.
Of course, you found the one Jordan that is a trainer. It's the Chlorophyll trainers.
Yeah. The influence from that. Yeah. No, it was cool. I walked into Shoe Palace in Venetian and they had two pairs left. And I thought, oh, they're not going to have my pair. And he goes, well, what size are you? And I'm like, I'm an 11. He goes, that's it. There you go. $109 later, walked to the store.
$109. Did you buy anything else while you were there, or that was it?
That was it. We didn't have much time.
It was a
work trip. It wasn't. Yep. So work trip still extends to making sure to hit at least 2 or 3 sneaker spots wherever we go.
Of course,
For sure.
How is the sneaker shopping in Vegas, by the way?
It's great.
Yeah?
It's really cool.
Really?
On the strip, there's almost a dozen places.
Really?
So you got...
As in a mix of consignment and retail, or it's...
Mainly retail, except for Urban Necessities is in Fashion Show Mall.
Yeah. Yep.
And I wanted to get there this time. I have not been in. Mm-hmm. It's not really my scene. I'm not. I mean, I'd rather cut off my feet than wear Yeezys and stuff like that. And that's the bulk of, what you see. I'm sure they carry everything.
Yeah.
But that's the bulk of what you see on Instagram is 100%. A lot of that sort of thing. Yeah. So it's not really my scene. But they've got all the flagship stores there. Nike is probably one of my favorite Nike stores. They've got it in Caesars.
How many floors?
It's only 2.
Oh, okay. That's always
not one of the big ones.
Now. Yeah.
But they have a really cool spot in the middle that's always themed.
Ooh.
So they always have, depending on what it is, depending on what time of month or what season it is, it's always themed. It was NBA this time. So it was all Air Force One Lowe's.
Nice.
Oh, all like those colors. ID ones.
Exactly. Yeah. So that was what the whole middle room was. So they have a lot of cool details. And then they have the history of Jordans on one of the walls.
Oh, yeah.
It's always really cool to see. But they also have other stuff. They've got Nas's store, 12 a.m. Run is there.
Oh, yeah.
Not as famous because they don't have a Nike.
Have a Nike account?
I don't know if they don't have a Nike account. They don't sell Nike, so I'd assume you would not be in business.
Yeah.
I assume they don't have an account. Yeah. There was a lot of other ones. And I went to CRSRV. Am I getting that right?
Cursive?
I'd never heard of it. No, we were having a dinner spot
in
Cosmo, and it was there. I'd never been there before, so that was the first time there. But they got an Adidas. They got all kinds of stuff.
Oh, okay.
That was retail?
Yeah.
And it wasn't consignment?
No.
Oh, cool.
And when you say on the strip, you mean how big is the strip? 2 kilometers? Not big, right? So 12 stores within 2 kilometers.
And it's a lot of the hotels have a lot of different things.
That's crazy, man. I need to get to Vegas. That sounds really fun.
Let's go.
I'm down.
Let's do it.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Adam.
We'll look
come on next time.
We'll expense it.
You guys got an expense account for Canada Soul, right?
Yeah, we have a credit card.
Seriously.
AKA Lawrence. Yeah. Hopkins is
Lawrence Hopkins.
Thanks, Lawrence.
It's fine. We'll just max it up.
You're still young. You're good.
Yeah, it's fine. I have good credit for now.
Don't try to buy a house, though.
It's 2019. Everyone rents. It's okay. Next up, a new segment. I think we're just going to rotate in segments because when you watch The Price is Right, they don't do Plinko every episode.
That's true.
It's a good analogy.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, great analogy.
Like, they, they sprinkle it in. Yeah. So if you want to see Plinkle, you got to watch a couple episodes.
Yeah.
So you can't get Sneakerheading for Dummies every episode. And you won't get this one every episode. This one is
like
the the soul poll.
The soul poll.
So the soul poll is a new segment we're going to try that gets you, the CGS family, involved. We answer questions and talk your ears off. So this is a chance for you to have your opinion heard, because usually we don't care. Each week.
At least you're honest.
Yeah, we only want you to ask us questions, but this time.
This time.
We want you to answer a question. Yeah,
one question. Each week, we'll have each and every once in a while, we'll put up a poll on our Instagram story. You guys will vote, and on the podcast, we'll discuss the topic and reveal the results of the poll.
Nice.
I hope you guys aren't looking, because I'm looking right now, so I'm supposed to reveal it.
Okay, go.
Put your phone down, Joel.
Sorry.
So inspiration for this came from our mini discussion last week on whether or not we'd wear game-worn sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you saw that one, Adam.
I did.
What was your vote?
Would you?
No.
No? You wouldn't wear them?
No.
Is there a reason?
It's like mental.
It's one of those things, like if you got something that, I don't want to say a hero or something like that, but someone that you look up to and it's gifted to you like that, first of all, it's not going to fit. I mean, what are the odds?
It was assuming it's your size.
I still probably wouldn't.
No?
Then again, I also don't buy used shoes because it's kind of disgusting. Mm. So I probably
especially
wouldn't.
Game worn shoes.
Yeah. But it'd be a cool piece. It'd be a cool piece to have.
Yeah.
That I probably would not wear it.
So we put the poll up in our story.
Ooh.
What do you guys think the result was?
No.
Like, there's a certain percentage that said yes, which I respectfully respect you, but I think most of them said no.
You would be correct in saying that. Yes. 79% of our followers said no, that's a collectible.
79.
And I think I agree. Yeah. Although in our EEE this week, we have a very compelling point from somebody about that. So we'll get to that in a second. This week's poll question that was put up a little bit late, but that's okay, because I forgot, was inspired by a question that our homie Netmag asked a couple weeks ago, I think. Mm-hmm. And the question was, would you rather have a salary of $100,000 at a desk job that you hate, or have a salary of $50,000 and be the owner of your own sneaker store?
But his was $60,000.
Yeah.
$10,000 makes a big difference.
I know, but I made it $50,000. So now it's our question. I don't even need to credit him anymore.
Damn.
What do you guys think?
It depends on the job for the $100,000.
It's just a desk job. Tips.
Then no.
No?
The $50,000 for
$50,000?
Sure. Yeah.
No chance.
You're the wrong person to ask, though, right? Because you're self-employed. So.
Yeah, but I think it goes down to if you asked everyone's... When you answer that next week and when you look at the split...
Oh, I have it here.
So if you had everyone's age demographic... As we were talking earlier about houses, try to get a house making $50,000. Like you can't do it.
Can't
you know what I mean?
It.
Like there's a lot of things like that that hinder with $50,000. So I feel like if you're under 25, the easy answer is, I want a sneaker spot. You know what I mean? I think that's cool. But I think when you're over 25, it's, I need that $100,000.
True. Yeah. So you're going to say the $100,000?
100%.
How about you, Joel?
I'm in the same boat. I'm in the same old man boat as the sneaker closet Adam over here. Yeah, I'd probably take the $100,000 and chill out.
Family lifestyle,
yeah,
right?
Better for the family. Yeah, do the office job and whatnot.
And I do remember Netmag, I mean, he's super getting like very into it, saying your $100,000 job probably comes with benefits and a health cap package and a retirement and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Working at a sneaker store is not the best.
No.
I don't know what I would do. I think right now I would probably do the sneaker store, but like you guys said, when I grow up.
Yeah, for sure.
Grow up, quote unquote, I would probably take $100,000 and just be miserable 9 to 5 and love my life 5 to 9.
But then you can buy what you want with it.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's 100%.
Yeah.
And you could work part time at the sneaker stuff.
Very true.
Right.
But you probably wouldn't though. Because you're making $100,000.
Or you'd still do this.
Yeah.
You
could
do $100,000
in a nicer house.
Just
in a fucking mansion.
Yeah.
Not a mansion.
No, just not a 100.
Probably just a bigger house.
Yeah.
In a mansion.
I mean, to me, that'd be a mansion for sure.
All of us.
I don't have a house, so. This is everything's mansion to me. What do you guys think the result was? Knowing the demographic we have, and the votes are actually still coming in as we do this. But
I think so,
yeah. Yeah, I think so, too.
You guys think it was the sneaker store?
Yeah.
Not a huge split, though.
No,
I would say
the
sneaker store, yeah.
So with 53% of the votes,
jeez,
a lot of people, 53% of the votes, people would take $100,000.
Wow.
Nice.
Okay.
Yeah. So as of now, it's been up for 5 hours. 90 people said they would take the 100K. Mm. 81 people said 50K in the sneaker store.
Wow, see?
That's cool.
That's close.
Yeah.
Interesting.
People thinking. I like it.
Yeah. So yeah, if you guys have any suggestions for the soul poll, I love that.
That's good, man.
So good.
Soul.
Let us know. Maybe we'll throw it up and then we'll discuss it and throw it in our Instagram story. Thank you to NetMag for the somewhat inspiration. His was 60K. It's not,
yeah,
it's not the same. Not the same, no. There's no relation.
No credit needed.
Completely my thoughts. Next up, errors, emissions, and e-messages. In this segment, we ask our listeners to call us out, find our mistakes, or give us feedback.
Yes.
First up, from the good friends of the show, MD Kovacs.
Yo.
He says, great episode, guys. Thank you. Yeah,
thanks.
That fire round question was so good, and he's referring to the one from Dante last week where we discussed what pack would we put together if we had the similar like Dragon Ball Z power that Adidas did. He said, wifey and I talked about the possibilities for like an hour. Wow, that's like as long as the episode was.
Yeah.
And we decided on a Nickelodeon Doug inspired pack would be sick.
Love Doug.
Turquoise, Skeeter, AJ1, and then he put a bunch of flame emojis.
Yeah.
Nice.
That'd be dope.
Adam, I'm going to put you on the spot. What would you do for a four sneaker pack of any sort of pop culture-y
reference?
I do a Miami Vice pack, and it's kind of a sellout because of the South Beach.
That's pretty unique.
Hot,
wow.
But I do a Miami Vice thing. Exactly. I would.
They've never done that before.
No, but I wouldn't use the same
what
colors.
What shoes? Let's go there.
Ooh, good one. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. We need to
Man, you're putting me on the spot. So you'd have to have some Air Max. You'd have to have like an Air Max 1, maybe a 97.
Mm.
And then if it was me, of course, then it'd have to be a trainer. So you do like a trainer 1.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to do something retro. Yeah. Maybe a Jordan 1, but that's too similar to the trainer 1. Whoa. So, I don't know. Maybe like an Agassi or something crazy. Okay. Like something completely different.
Nice. Damn.
And then add the colors in with that.
Damn.
Just so you know, there is a Miami Vice 97 if you want to go buy it.
Is there?
It exists. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That I didn't know.
That watermelon.
White, turquoise, and pink. Yeah.
Hold on. We're all grabbing our phones. Just a second.
Came out like the same time around with the Air Max 1.
Yeah, and then you can grab the watermelon Air Max 1s.
Yep.
But that's too stereotypical. Like, I guess that does make sense.
I mean, you did choose Miami Vice.
It's my own fault.
I think Adam would flip it though. Like on an Air Max 1, you probably put like all white upper with like a midsole that's like pink or green.
Yeah, you take influence right from the suits, man.
Yeah.
It's very ironic that on the same episode, Joel said this Air Max 270 was for Adam.
Yeah.
Next up, from another very good friend of the show. Everyone's a friend of the show.
Yeah, man.
Rushy Grant.
Yo.
This was in regards to our question about wearing the game-worn shoes that I mentioned earlier. He made a very good point saying, I do think the true answer depends on the player and your connection to him. For example, if I got a pair from DeMar, I wouldn't treat it the same as if I got a pair from Thaddeus Young.
Truth.
Chill on Thaddeus Young, first of all. That's rude. But I know what you mean.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Does that change your guys' answer at all? Or you still think you're not wearing a game worn shoe?
Not wearing.
Still no?
I wouldn't buy.
No, you're given. Thaddeus Young came over to you after a game and gave you his kicks.
That would go towards a charity so they can sell it off.
True.
I'm not that big of a fan of that guy.
True.
Nice.
No one is. It's okay.
So if depending on I agree depending on a player, but I still wouldn't wear it. I'd probably give it away to charity or you know do something good for the community with it.
You're a good guy.
Sometimes.
For sure.
Last up, very 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 good friend of the show, Lion at a Pickaxe.
Yes.
Oh, probably one of the best EEE messages of all time Hey dudes, no question, but had an idea for EOE because it was supposed to be omissions. Instead of take out omissions and keep it EEE, but use errors, edits, and e-messages. So we can be grammatically correct.
Wow.
That's a good idea. So I'm really going to change it right now and change it to edits.
One more EEEE.
We have another EEEE. A live entry from... Oh, shit. I just closed it.
It's B. Raza.
You can read it out.
It's from the homie B. Raza.
I don't know how Samsung's work.
To our last episode. He says, yo, having a 2-year-old, we've got an abundance of baby wipes around the house. Great alternative to sneaker wipes and better value too, which is true. Mm-hmm. I keep like a bag, not a bag, like a set in my car just to wipe stuff down. Or if I get salt on the shoe, it's good to like, you know, whoop.
Yeah.
Whoopie whoop.
That's my wiping sound, yes.
I think you showed us that and then I forgot to put it in. So sorry to B Raza. Is he the one from Australia?
No, I think he's the one from...
Is anyone from Australia?
I don't know. One of them was.
Either way. It was B Raza, though.
Are you sure? Braza?
You did this accent.
Hello, Braza.
If you say it like that, everyone sounds like from Australia. B Raza. Thank you to all the people who sent us an error, an edit, or an e-message.
Nice.
Please call us out. We like to be told that we're wrong because it doesn't happen
we
often.
We do.
Next up, and the moment you've all been waiting for.
No, I've been waiting for this for a whole week.
Our main topic.
Yes.
Uh-huh. We are going to talk to the Gatorade drinker himself.
Gatorade drinker.
The marathon running.
No, let's not get carried away now.
Marathon.
The drop dead stunning.
Ooh, ooh, yeah. Bars.
The sneakerhead sunning.
Ooh.
Drop a beat.
Yo, he wrote this for
seriously?
You?
It's actually not even written down. This is off the top of my head.
Ooh, bars.
Drop a beat.
Mr. Adam Taylor, a.k.a. Sneaker Closet. Thank you once again for being here. Slow clap, golf clap to this guy.
Glad to be here.
First of all, I heard you listen to the podcast.
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
very
you.
Much. Have you been listening from the beginning? You
yes.
can be honest. Yes, yes, really.
I think I probably missed a couple along the way. I used to use them when I run.
Oh.
Oh.
So there you go.
Oh.
Wow.
You run, first of all, you run that long? Because these are some long episodes.
No, man, they have to be split up. Yeah, okay. You guys talk too much sometimes. And some of them go like three or four runs. Like sometimes nice. You guys yeah. really care.
So my next question, follow up to that. Will you listen to your own voice when you run now?
No.
Will you listen to this episode?
Maybe. I mean, I listened to all of them, so it's not something I'm going to sit back and go, oh, I got to listen to this really quick to see what I did, unless it's to see how, you know, much of a fool I made of myself or something like that.
If you done goofed.
Exactly.
So this is something we like to do when we have guests on the show. We have a personal fire round so listeners can get to know you. Okay. The first answer that comes to your head, take your drink now.
No, go ahead.
Yeah,
go
take
ahead.
Your drink. I actually am going to coin a new phrase because I love doing this. For any time we have guest interviews, this is going to be called 21 Guestions.
Wow! 21 Guestions.
Are you ready, sir?
Yes, let's go.
Number one, favorite silhouette?
Air Max 90.
Number two, do you plug your nose when you jump in the pool?
No.
Number three, most you've paid for shoes?
I will not answer that because my wife will listen to this.
She's the one re-listening to make
exactly,
sure you didn't mess up.
Exactly.
Number four, red or blue?
Red.
Number five, air or boost?
Air.
Number six, crew socks or no shows?
No shows.
Number seven, original boxes or drop fronts?
Drop fronts.
Number eight, pineapple on pizza?
Yes.
Number nine, Jason Mark or Crep Protect?
Who cleans shoes?
Number 10, what else do you collect?
A lot. No, nothing serious. Like, I got a lot of other little things, but nothing as bad as sneakers.
Nothing as in-depth.
Yeah.
Favorite pattern to put on a shoe?
Animal print.
Just any animal?
Any.
Okay.
Tackier the better.
Three sneakerheading essentials.
Extra laces. For me, it'd be drop fronts. Just display them. That's it, man. You got me.
That's two.
I know.
If I'm counting right.
Yeah, I'm trying to count in my head. And an extra pair of shoes.
Extra laces and an extra shoe.
Damn right. You always got to carry two pairs.
Okay.
Ooh.
Number 14, spell Mississauga.
Wow. Mississauga.
Hey.
I made someone proud with that one. I don't live here, man. Come on.
Spell Burlington.
There you go. You see, now that one I can do.
Number 15, favorite sneaker store.
Capsule.
Number 16, do you take your own sneaker photos?
Unless I'm on vacation, when my wife usually does it for me most of the time. Yeah.
Nice.
Number 17, how many sides on an octagon?
Dude, seriously, you're gonna make me look dumb. Eight.
Correct. Octa. Eight. Like an
thanks, Joel. You give me the figures.
Oh, you gave him figures.
He was trying to help me out. Thanks, man.
Like an octopus, guys. Come on.
Completely caught steam, me off guard. I'm like, don't make me.
Sweat on his brow. Number 18, laces tucked into the shoe or tied in a bow?
Tucked.
Number 19, top three sneakers in your collection.
Oh, yeah.
Go. Infrared 90s.
Okay.
Yes.
Only because it's my favorite shoe of all time.
Nice.
Chlora.
Yep.
Chlorophyll, yes. Patas, Air Max 1s, and then probably the Atmos that I just got. I know it's not the one I wanted. Mm-hmm. I want the version 1, but as close as I'm ever going to get to the version 2. So that'd be
Atmos Air Max 1 Beast 2.0. Beast.
Yes.
Animal.
Very nice.
Number 20. Would you rather receive your number one all-time grail or three pairs from your top 10?
The number one.
Take number one. What is number one?
The number one is version one.
Number one, eh?
Yeah.
Damn.
Number one.
And number 21, Apple Music or Spotify?
Apple Music.
Dope. Thank you for that.
Thank you for putting me on the spot.
Now we have the boring questions about his actual life. So another thing we like to do is we want your sneaker origin story. Mm-hmm. He's shaking his head. He listens to the podcast. He knows what's up.
He was ready.
So what got you into sneakers in the first place?
My wife.
What?
Yeah. I mean, growing up, I always had, you know, typical middle class like the rest of us. No hardship stories, nothing like that. I mean, we all had one or two pairs, but nothing crazy. I mean, my parents wouldn't have bought me Jordans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember when I first started working, I think the first pair I ever bought was a pair of Agassiz in lava.
Nice.
And then I remember getting SC2s in infrared, but I was never into sneakers. You know what I mean? I bought them because they were cool.
Yeah.
So I bought them because, you know, maybe the older guys in high school had them, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I never really got into sneakers until I got married. I got married young and, I married someone who went to art school who had been a part-time shoe salesman. You know, from the time she was 15 to put herself through school. And her first job out of art school was a shoe designer.
Wow.
Oh, cool.
So you remember Bata? You're old enough to remember the Bata stores? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she started designing private label for them.
Wow.
So
nice.
She did that for a few years and started traveling the world, going to the factories, checking out when they were making stuff. And then she did some trend forecasting in Europe. And she used to bring back cool stuff.
She's part of the SIU?
Nice. Yeah, yeah. She can get that job. She can probably get
Dang.
That job. Nah, she got out a long time ago.
Damn.
But no, it was her. It was her. She bought me the first pair that I remember. She bought a pair of red leather Easy Rider Pumas, which doesn't, you know what I mean, doesn't resonate. Yeah, it's not
that
big of a deal. Exactly. It's nothing. It's not a hype shoe. It's nothing. But I mean, I've almost been married 20 years, so you got to figure back then there wasn't a lot of bright colors.
Yeah,
there wasn't a lot of pop guys wearing stuff like that.
Mm.
And she bought them. I thought they were a little crazy, and I wore them until there was like a hole in the outsole.
Nice. Do you
and then
still
it just started.
Them?
Nah, man, those got trashed. Yeah, they really did. And then it just started from there. It went to obscure Pumas and Asics and stuff like that. And then it just kept going.
Is she still into sneakers?
She has 20 or 30 pairs.
Mm-hmm.
I think I bought all 20 or 30 pairs,
which is the story.
Wear them if we're on vacation and she needs comfortable footwear.
She goes to shoe haul.
Exactly. Other than that, no, not really.
Not really?
No.
So you kind of mentioned it. What would you say is your sneaker progression? Where did it start? Where did it go to? Where is it now?
When it started, it was like I wasn't in I didn't use the forums.
Mm-hmm.
I've got no story from Nike Talk. I've got no Soul Collector, none of that stuff. I didn't, I wasn't into it. So none of my friends were into sneakers. So for me, it was always buying what I liked.
Walking into the store. And
but it wasn't, it also wasn't walking into like Nike stores and Foot Locker.
Mm-hmm.
Like I spent more money in Groovy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you guys know them.
Yeah.
They had a massive Asics wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and then my start, the first decade of buying sneakers, I don't think I bought any Nike. It was literally
Asics.
Puma and Asics.
Wow.
And was what really, and it's obscure stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like stuff that no one's, like Puma 5000s, like Cabana Racers. It's lab
Cabana
two.
Racers. Yeah, I was into Cabana Racers.
Were you?
Yeah, I was. When I worked at Foot Locker.
They came in all kinds of tacky colors. There you go.
Good four pairs.
Yeah, so see, someone else knows. But it was stuff like that. And then it was like Ultimate 81s and stuff like that from Asics that exactly doesn't mean anything, but you know, and of course, Suedes, Puma Suedes. We all know those.
Mm-hmm.
I got a huge collection of those, but that's where I started for, honestly, probably close to a decade.
That's crazy.
Wow.
I was just buying that.
It's crazy to think because I've been in it for 10 years and I know how much I have. So I can't imagine 10 years of just Puma and Asics, what that looks like.
No That's comment.
Crazy. Did you
it's a lot.
You kept all of them?
I think every now and then, like, we'll donate a couple bags and stuff like that. But honestly,
Nice.
Yeah, it's all still.
Wow. Still there?
Yeah.
And where did you go from there? Like, how did the... what it is now, because it's vastly different. Not vastly different, but
no, it is.
Different.
It really is. Yeah, for sure. Was 2013 when they re-released the infrared?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was it 13 or 12?
Oh. 10.
2010. 2010, I want to say. Yeah, even earlier than that. Yeah.
So it was,
but they did re-release another one after that, though.
Yeah, after
that.
So it was 2010. They released it. Oddly, I remember they released, the release date was on my birthday. Oh. And I grabbed a pair and I started back into remembering, you know, stuff that I didn't have as a kid. We all got the same story.
Oh, yeah.
And I grew up when that was the shoe. I mean, I can still remember seeing 90s on one of my girlfriends in one of my classes walking in with a pair of them going, wow, those are cool.
Damn.
And, you know, so then it went back into buying trainers. I went back into buying all that kind of stuff. And I never really got bit with the Jordan bug. So I never really, you guys know, I got like a handful of them maybe.
Yeah.
That's it. Mm-hmm. But for me, I started remembering back to all the Air Max.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I started buying again. And then, you know, you get one and then we all know how that goes.
Opens up Pandora's box.
Yep. Yeah. I wish I didn't sometimes.
Will you reveal for the show how many pairs you own?
I can't. I've never counted.
I'm the same way.
Straight answer.
Smart.
I'm the same way.
Same.
I have no interest in knowing either.
I'm the same way.
I think when people ask you that, and no disrespect, but I think when people ask you that, it's the first question that people ask. And I think if I had the answer, it'd be like, you're kind of showing off.
It's like a flex. Yeah,
exactly. You're trying to I'm cool. I've got X amount of pairs. Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I associate how many pairs do you own as a similar question to, what do your tattoos mean?
Yeah. Like, exactly. Exactly.
Like, why does it matter to you?
That's right. Yeah.
So I think the question everyone wants to know, where did the IG name come from?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Heather.
Heather again.
Again, yeah. Nice.
Thank you, Heather.
Do
you
even do anything yourself?
No. I'll be honest, the starting the Instagram thing was not my idea. It started almost in the beginning of Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, no joke, it was to show clients, or the thought was that we would do it to show clients what dedicated focus on social media could do. So we were looking around, you know, what can you do? And she's like, well, you got a bunch of shoes. Let's try that.
Yeah. Wow.
And it literally just went from there.
So we should basically have Heather here instead of you.
Way more interesting than me. Way more interesting. Yes.
And Heather, when you listen to this, come through.
She probably spelled Mississauga a lot quicker too.
And answer Octagon.
Yeah. When I look at it, Joel. Yeah.
So I'm glad you brought up Instagram because obviously I think there's a huge connection to you and sneaker Instagram, at least for me, for sure.
Mm-hmm. About you guys.
For sure.
Sorry?
That's how we met, right?
It is how we met. Yeah. So to me, at least in Canada, you were one of the first movers, like you said, of the sneaker Instagram thing. Mm-hmm. Can you dive even deeper into why? Like you said, it was for clients, but you still do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming it's still growing.
It's
probably a little bit slower.
Yeah, yeah.
Way slower. But why? Overall, why? Just why?
Why did I do it or why do I do it?
Both.
I still love shoes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a basic answer. I still love shoes. And I don't want to say it's a habit, but it's something that we got into. So again, Instagram started 2010. So 2011.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been 8 years of that. Mm-hmm. And I've got a lot of friends from it. I've met a lot of people all over the world from it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Made some great friends that have, you know, whether we trade shoes or whether you just talk, I mean, some buddies are sending baby pictures and stuff. You know what I mean? Like you get that kind of
relationship. You're here because of Instagram. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's stuff like that that keeps me going on it. It's not necessarily to show off what I have because let's be honest, 50% of what I have, nobody cares about.
Yeah.
It's just stuff that I've amassed that I like.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not hype. It's not cool. There's no Yeezys. There's no LeBrons. There's next to no Jordans.
I mean, that's how you know he doesn't know what's cool because he said LeBrons.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Like no
Yeezys, LeBrons, none of those fancy off-black
shoes.
None
of those things. No off-whites either. But I keep it mainly just for that reason because we met some really cool people and I still talk to on the platform.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I remember now we're going way back because we, like you said, we met way long ago. And you were telling me about the game of Instagram and the secrets of Instagram. Yeah. Can you tell the people, because it doesn't even matter anymore because Instagram has completely changed.
Yeah.
What was the early secret of the game of Instagram?
The early secret was there was a couple. Mine blew up for a different reason. I mean, lucky enough, I got thrown on a few blogs. And that created a little bit of hype behind it. And then at the same time, if you made it on the popular page, your account would like double or triple.
Yeah.
So you'd go from, I think in the first year, my account went to, you know, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 followers and nothing I did. After that, the tricks back then were
similar to now, but it's a lot different now. The algorithms are all a mess.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now there's nothing you can do. I mean, you went from 1500 likes to, I mean, you know, some of my pictures, I get like 150.
Yeah.
It really doesn't matter. None of the followers have ever been bought, never paid for anything, no services or anything like that.
How many followers are you at now? Do you know off the top of your head?
It's 31 or 32,000.
Crazy.
32,000.
And the bulk of it is from those first 2-3 years, right?
Yeah. Honestly, it's the first 5 years and the last three, it's declined because they did the purge a couple years ago where all the dead accounts went. So we all dropped a couple thousand.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably back up to where it was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you started telling the secret and you stopped.
It was engagement.
I'm not going to let you get away
from engagement. It's
engagement.
It's straight up engagement. That's all it is. There's no secrets. There's no nothing. Talking to people, liking other people's accounts. Mm-hmm. It's straight up engagement. The more you talk to people, the more your account goes up. It's still true to this day, but the levels back then were insane.
Yeah.
Like it literally, it was magic back then. You know what I mean? Like if you did that. Exactly. If you did that sort of thing, you grew.
Mm-hmm.
End of story. Mm-hmm. Now it still works, but now it's, you know, it's a grind if you want to play that
because
game.
Because everyone's doing it.
Yeah, exactly. And now there's services that pay, and those services are doing what we were doing manually back then. Those services do it for you now, and that's why a lot of these people pay to do it.
Yep. That's the only reason I have anywhere close to how many followers I have, which is not even a lot, but it's because
from
of what
then?
Adam was telling me 10 years ago, literally.
Yeah.
Like, go through everything under hashtag sneakerhead and like every photo or comment in every photo or like, all that kind
Chase
of stuff.
Chase those hashtags back
then.
It was huge.
Yeah.
I remember you telling me spend 5 minutes a day and just like pictures under each hashtag. And it worked back then. Now it doesn't at all.
No.
Because you just get, like, when you hashtag something, you get 20 bots and 20 people who are spam and 20 people who are like porn accounts.
It is, yeah.
So how do you think this whole Instagram thing has helped you? Like, how has it affected you? Has it affected you? Anything like that?
Nike sent me shoes yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, like,
you can't complain about that, right?
Stupid answer, but relationships with brands. Mm-hmm. I don't get a ton, but over the years, it's been a good relationship with a couple different brands. I mean, Puma sent a few things out at the end of last year.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Nike's been sending out stuff for 2-3 years.
Mm-hmm.
There's been some New Balance over the years, some other stuff over the years. So things like that have been definite positives, as well as honestly all the relationships and stuff that we've all created from doing this.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Do you think, I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot,
no, go ahead.
But like, what do we have? Not even six, maybe just around 6K followers.
No. Nope.
And around 6K. Almost. Yeah. I don't even know where we're at, to be honest. But you are like what? Six times that. And we get a significant amount more stuff than you. And I'm not trying to brag or gloat or anything, but do you think there's a reason for that? Like, why do brands not send stuff to some people and send it to other people? Because at 32K with strictly sneaker content, you would think brands would be knocking at your door to pay you to post stuff. Do you think there's a reason? And why do you think that is?
There's a huge reason. 5 years ago, Heather, again, told me to monetize it and do something with it. And I never did. You guys stepped up, 2 years ago, 3 years ago? Created a business.
The website was 2 years ago.
So that's it. Yeah. So you created a business and there was, let's be honest, how many blogs are there that do specific Canadian content? There's
not a lot.
There's two.
Two that I can think of off the top of my head.
And that's where I'm going.
Brag Affair.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And they also have
Style Democracy. Yeah.
That's a different one though. That's more of a shopping.
Yeah.
Because they also cover like current events and they cover all kinds of stuff as well.
Well, there's Sidewalk Hustle too. But they're not strictly Canadian. That's the
what
niche
you guys have. And let's be honest, man, PR companies have budgets. They have to go to their, and if you're a Canadian PR company and you're pushing product, you're not pushing south of the border. Mm-hmm. You're paid to do Canada only. Mm-hmm. If I had have got my head out of my ass and listened to her and, you know, she also told me to do YouTube 10 years ago and I didn't do it. So, I mean, there's
I
lots of things
that I
should have
done. I think you brought that up to me and you're like, I want to do YouTube, but I don't want to do it myself. Can you do it?
And I was like, sure. 10 years ago, we should have done something.
You wanted to produce it and me be the face.
I'm too old. Seriously.
It's like, 10 years ago. That's fine.
But that's what I mean. 10 years ago.
You were in your roaring 20s at 10 years ago.
You're exaggerating that one. Yeah. But honestly, like if I had have done that, I think we've all got those stories.
Oh,
right?
Of course.
If we had have done that, the thing is we knew better. We got sucked into, we run our own business.
Yeah.
We got sucked into working on clients' projects instead of working on our own.
Yeah.
And she's been preaching for 10 years, go do your own. You'll create your own thing. You guys just did it. I didn't. So there's a big difference. And you guys took the step. I didn't do it.
Interesting.
And you guys get rewarded from it. It's great. Mm.
You do here and there as well.
Yeah, no, and there's no complaints. I mean,
no, absolutely.
There's enough. Not at all. There's not very many of us around, and we all know everybody else. Mm-hmm. So everyone's getting taken care of. And I think you and I have talked about it numerous times. We're all cool with that.
Oh, yeah. That's the cool thing about Canada, though. Does that just feed into the stereotype that Canadians are just too nice? Like, you'll get something.
We're all happy about it.
Sick, man. That's dope. And I'll be sitting here with nothing, and I'll be like completely fine with it because you got something. Like, it's dope. Yeah. So I guess the final Instagram question.
Yep.
Because it's really the only reason you're here.
Absolutely.
what do you think of the sneaker Instagram game now?
I mean, if you don't have Yeezys or buy every release, nobody really cares.
True. That's a fact, yeah.
So my account is no longer, I mean, I don't want to say it's not relevant. It's relevant for the market of people that buy what they want. Yes. But to be popular at the moment, do I think it's going to last that long? I'm not sure. But at the moment, unless you have five pairs of 350s and you're buying
LeBrons.
And buy the guy's a baby. Unless you're buying every single release that comes out. And you see it. You see the change in the market. Mm-hmm. Like, you can actually track who the bigger guys are, the shoe celebrities are. You can track the guys that are spending huge cash on the shoes. And that's cool.
Yeah.
If that's what you want to do, I'd rather, you know, have a house
and
do other things like that. But I get it. Maybe some of these guys have both, right?
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah.
But they're the guys that are getting the attention these days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's very true. So this is just a side question because it relates to our personal lives. Where did Sneaker Misfits start?
Oh my God.
That came from Twitter. There was a bunch of people.
That did come from Twitter.
Yeah, there was a bunch of us just randomly talking, and we met a bunch of people all over the world that weren't necessarily, and again, we're not trying to offend people, and if you're offended, tough luck. None of us really cared about the hype game and what was going on. So it was, I was, you know, I'll use myself as an example, not to throw anyone else under, but I mean, I was wearing obscure Pumas and stuff, and nobody cared, right? So we were all wearing what we wanted. And I'm going to be honest, I don't know who threw the name up, but it became a crew of like 10, 12 guys. And it was all just Sneaker Misfits because you wore whatever you wanted. Yeah. You didn't care what other people said or what people bought. Mm-hmm. We've all, you know, slipped into that and bought a couple of shoes that we probably shouldn't have bought, had no interest wearing again because they were cool at the time. Mm-hmm. But we were just a bunch of guys who bought whatever we wanted. Mm-hmm. That's where the name came.
And do you want to shout out any of the people? Because some of them do listen to the podcast to this day. Any friends you still have?
Yeah, I still talk to a lot of people. I still talk to Justin. Justin Stutes would be one. Stutesbury. Yeah. So he's still around. He's in Denver now.
Mm-hmm. He's killing that like CrossFit game.
Yeah,
right
man.
Now.
Seriously, for man.
Yeah, it's
jacked.
Yeah, no kidding. It's like, whoa. Yeah, yeah. He's done well. He's doing well too. Change of career and everything. He's doing well. Nick and Aaron in California. They're doing well as well. Still doing their own self-employed thing. Jay in North California.
Jay,
SF4.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I know he listens. I know. Yep. Yeah.
And then Jay in Belgium.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to piss people off because that's all I can remember that's off the top of my head, but I'm sure there is a few more people.
It's okay. No one actually listens to it.
There you go. So there's going to be a few more people. There was like a dozen guys that just didn't care, man. Everyone wore what we wanted.
All the listeners are in this room, so it's okay.
And you guys. And you guys too. Yeah.
We were like the latecomers.
We were the
party.
You still were, yeah.
We just kind of claimed. We're like, we're part of this now.
Yeah. It was, you were local. It was cool.
Adam didn't say anything. We're like,
nah, everyone was cool.
Yeah. Adam's like, these guys are with me. It's okay. They're fine. They can get in. So you mentioned it before. Why will you not buy used shoes?
I've got a couple pairs of used shoes from immediate family, like people that I know.
Yep.
Got a few from you.
Mm-hmm.
Got a few from Jay in Belgium. But that's about it.
It's like trustworthy people?
Yeah, exactly.
You trust their feet?
I don't know, man. That's more of a friend thing. That's more of a friend thing that, you know what I mean? You're going to take care of me with something. I've got some from you, too. I just thought of that now. Yeah, the Teal Dragons came from
you. Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so I mean, there's three people that I've taken. I'm sure
you keep
more.
It tight.
I was going to say I was probably growing. But yeah, no, it's not my thing. The same reason I don't pay over for anything. You know, you got to have your own rules. And I just don't want someone else's used stuff.
So thank you for leading me into the question that was written down.
Oh, sorry, man.
No, it's good.
You did prep? I'm impressed.
Oh, of course I did.
Cool.
I have like 1,500 words on this friggin' document.
We're going to be here
essay.
A while.
It's a whole essay.
All right, cool.
It's cited and everything. I didn't cite NetMag though. So you've always said you don't pay resale for shoes.
Yes.
Until recently. What was that shoe?
One and done.
Mm-hmm. You're sure about that?
Yep, 100%.
Why is that?
The only reason I did it is because someone was gracious enough to give me a stack of 50s at Christmas time. I used that to buy over. it was a gift from a family member. Mm-hmm. It was quite cool and quite unexpected. It was a little odd. Mm-hmm. Don't really. Come on, man. When you get over a certain age, you don't really do the Christmas present thing anymore. Yeah, no. It was the explicit in the card, and they laughed about it. Was to go buy something for Sneaker Closet. It was kind of a tongue in cheek kind of thing from a close member of the family. Mm-hmm. And it was a stack of 50s.
And you're like, watch me.
Yeah. That's what it was. That's exactly what it was. It was like 2 days later, something popped up. And I'm like, you know what? That's just over retail. Mm-hmm. Like just over. And it's not my money. I can probably justify this if I don't tell anyone that I paid over. And then
now you just paid over.
Yeah. So there you go. So that's it. And I won't do it again. That's Heather's only rule for buying sneakers. She doesn't bust my balls about buying sneakers. I mean, within reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she doesn't bother me about sneakers, no matter where they're stacked in the house. She really doesn't. I think she's probably bought 50% of my stuff, literally. Wow. So I don't really get too much pushback. And she's always said, just don't start. I have a very obsessive personality. So if you start something, it goes.
But you started it.
No, man. And one and done. I said, hold me to it. One and done.
You can't even say, like, you just paid 50% off on those Chlorophyll 3s. Yeah. Now you have 50% over on something else.
Yeah, no, it wasn't 50 over. It wasn't 50 over. No, man, it doesn't even out. It was a couple of bucks over. Honest truth.
So retail was like $299 and he paid $302.
Exactly. It was like $5 over.
It was like $5.
$5 over.
$5.
It was $50 over. Because what was the shoe? $250?
Mm-hmm.
The shoe was $250 and it was $300.
What was the shoe?
That's good.
It was the Atmos V2.
Mm. Locally?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But I had to go to Scarborough for it.
So not really.
So I almost got shanked in Scarborough Town Center. But other than that, sorry, no offense.
Yeah.
I've never seen more security in a mall in my entire life.
That's a good thing.
That play. No, man, it was wild on a Sunday afternoon. But yeah, no, I went there, met a guy, great guy, straight up, stood in front of the store right where he said he was going to be. Everything was safe. Everything was cool. Showed up there, waved me down, gave him a couple 50s and walked. Exactly. Pulled out a roll of 50s, gave it to him, checked the shoe, and walked away.
Yeah.
Ran away. Did you legit check the shoe?
As best to my knowledge, yeah. And I'm going to be honest, I've never seen a fake of that. It would be way too hard. I'm not saying it's not possible, but to fake that shoe, I don't think it would make monetary sense for counterfeiters to do it.
I'm just going to send you a bunch of like links now.
Go away.
Stuff just over retail.
I don't want to know. I don't want to start.
Just over.
So hold on. Does that mean that you paid retail for your Chlorophylls?
Truth? I got them for free.
Well, I don't think...
You heard it here first.
Well, this podcast is over.
No more questions.
They were a super surprise gift from Vash, Jay, in Belgium.
Oh, Vash!
Back, I guess, when they launched, he is a bit of a dumbass. I was buying anything close to his size, and I guess those ones sat... I know they sat around in Europe for a long time, and people weren't into them. Mm-hmm. And I know he bought them, wore them once, threw them in a stack somewhere, and literally they were like dusty and dirty. Mm-hmm. Like, he threw them in a stack, and... Joel over here cleaned them up for me.
Yeah,
and then I gave them to you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We all passed them around.
Yeah.
And I literally opened a box in the office one day and it was like, okay. Wow. That was like a top five shoe for me. And now it's sitting here.
This guy says he's not seated. Crazy. Come on.
Yeah, slightly different form of. Yeah. But no, I didn't pay for them. It was great.
That's crazy.
It was a nice surprise.
So that's what I mean. Now you paid way below retail for that.
So now I got a favor.
So now you
have. That's how this works?
Yeah, you have.
What do these work? What are those? $750?
Oh,
I think way upwards of that. Yeah.
So there you go. So now I got 1,000 in the allowance. Bank. There you go.
Exactly. Yeah. Heather, if you're listening to
this. You guys talk to her about that? Yeah. We'll see how that works.
We can work out a system, like a spreadsheet, all that kind of stuff.
You
guys,
you know,
I know she's good with that kind of stuff.
She's never going to let him come back.
Serious enablers here.
He's going to leave with 4 pairs of shoes and like she's going to be like, oh my God, you can't be friends with them anymore. So final question. Any future plans for yourself, for at Sneaker Closet, for at HT Designs, for anything?
Lots for what we do, but that's a separate conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, man, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And it's not to get famous. It's not to be cool. It's not to have anyone look at me in a certain way or anything like that. I just like tacky shoes.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple. I just like bright, wild prints. Yeah, I mean, man. I'm already middle-aged. I don't see my style changing. I really don't. Mm-hmm. I see the next, you know, everyone always asks that question. What are you going to do with them all when you're like 50?
Wear them.
I'm going to wear them. Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I'm still going to be the same guy and, you know, dark denim and a black V-neck and wild sneakers. I'm going to be the same guy. So no, I don't see any changes for that.
Dark denim.
Dark denim. Usually it's like slim sneakers. Slim cut denim, dark denim, tacky Air Max. So true. Black V-neck or a Henley.
It's very, very true.
It's me every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're pointing. Yeah, I know.
Right now, yeah.
That's like the uniform.
That's dope. I like that. Well, thank you for coming. This was really cool.
It's been fun, man.
It was an honor.
Like I said, it's been a long time coming. Man. You've definitely made a difference in all of our sneaker lives. So
yes, for sure.
Sneaker dad of the year, for sure. It's only January, but
he's not even
a
dad. I was going to
say, with my three kids here from every culture going, It's all good.
But yeah, thank you very much.
You've been calling me dad for a long time.
I have. Long enough for you could actually be my dad.
Technically, I think it's maybe possible, but I know what I look like back then, and I don't think anyone's coming to me back then. Yeah.
It's like common law parents. Like, if you do it for more than 10 years, you're
then
just
it's
like
gotta extended. Be. Yeah, you're an adult in your family.
Thank you to everyone who has supported and or been a part of this podcast, including at Sneaker Closet, who listens every single week, apparently. Mm-hmm. Wherever you guys are taking in this episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. How many stars do we like, Adam?
All of them.
That's right. Yeah. We have a Facebook group called CGS Talk, where we like to talk it up, sell some things, you know, all that kind of stuff. It is facebook.com/groups/CGS.talk. We also have a website where we put up reviews, recaps, stories, and much, 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 much more. I just took pictures of the Westbrooks today, so I'm going to get a review up on those very soon. That is canadagotsold.ca. If you'd like to join us on True to Size, have questions or suggestions for any of our segments, like the Soul Poll, would like to give us feedback, or maybe you just want to talk, because we like to respond to DMs when we're bored, taking a poo.
That's very true.
Shoot us a DM or email us at CanadaGotSoul@gmail.com. Of course, do not forget to use the hashtag CanadaGotSoul on Instagram for a feature. I have been Lawrence Hopkins. You can find me at LDoggyStyles on Instagram. Woof.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You can find me at Joe Dooney, JO_D3OsNEY.
My name is Alvin Quincy, and you can find me at MISTERQ and then Mart.
And our very famous guest, where can they find you on all social medias?
Sneaker Closet. Nothing else.
Thank you again for being here. Thank you all for listening to us talk about sneakers. Please do not forget to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size, and we are CGS, and we are out. Peace.
Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, Adam.
That was great, man.
Thanks, you want to get any swear words out now?
I was going to say, was I PG enough?
No, you're good.
The dump was good.
PG, PC, all that stuff. Yeah.
It was the more PC that I was worried about.
Oh, yeah, you're good.
Less PG, more PC. Yeah.